News and comment. Islam is a message to all humankind. News. On August 7th, the Center for Islamic Civilization in Uzbekistan under the Cabinet of Ministers of the Republic of Uzbekistan published a message on its web page that, quote, a copy of our Prophet's letter sent to the Roman Emperor will be placed in the exposition of the Center for Islamic Civilization. The diplomatic messages sent by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the process of spreading Islam and calling mankind to monotheism have a special historical value. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent letters to the leaders of the world's leading powers, authenticating them with his seal. The exposition of the Center of Islamic Civilization will present a scientifically sustained reconstruction of one of such unique spiritual and historical documents of a letter sent to Emperor Hercules. It is also planned to exhibit copies of letters addressed to the rulers of Ethiopia, Egypt, Bahrain, Oman, and the Shah of Persia. These letters are not only proof of the peace and diplomatic spirit of Islam, but also a vivid testimony to the political wisdom and humanism of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Comment. After Allah Almighty gave Nusrat to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and opened the radiant Medina for Muslims, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to implement Islam in life and spread the message of Allah to all mankind. As Islam is a world religion and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent by Allah to all people, Allah Almighty says,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
We have sent you, O Prophet, only as a deliverer of good news and a warner to all of humanity, but most people do not know.
هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرُهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ
He is the one who sent his messenger with true guidance and the religion of truth, making it prevail over all others, even to the dismay of the polytheists. 9:33. After the Islamic State in Medina had been consolidated, the next task of the Prophet ﷺ was to establish foreign relations with neighboring states. Foreign relations meant the Islamic State's relations with the disbelievers who lived outside its borders and conveying Islam to them. In the beginning, the territory of the state was limited only to Medina, and foreign policy consisted in relations with the tribes close to its borders. When the power of Islam spread to the whole of the Hejaz, the sphere of foreign policy included relations with the peoples who lived beyond its borders. And when the power of Islam spread to the entire Arabian Peninsula, foreign policy relations began to encompass the superpowers of the time, such as Persia and Byzantium. The Prophet ﷺ started sending his messengers outside the Arabian Peninsula after the internal order had been restored and the state had sufficient strength for foreign policy. The Prophet ﷺ convinced that his noble companions radiallahu anhum were ready to carry out this mission. He ﷺ began to spread messages to the neighboring countries and world emperors of the time. This is how Muslims spread Islam in fulfillment of Allah's order. Today, the corrupt and worthless rulers who have seized power in the lands of Muslims, claiming to be leaders of Islam, show and boast of the achievements of Muslims in the past, simply as historical and spiritual values, without linking the order of the Sharia to themselves and their system of government. They exploit the feelings of Muslims by putting them to sleep and suppressing their anger, which rushes to freedom and endeavors to implement the Sharia in their lives. Why are they doing this? So because their system of government and they themselves have nothing to do with Islam and Muslims. An Islamic ruler takes care of his people on the basis of Islam, protecting his people and defending the lands from attack by disbelieving colonizers. The Islamic system of government is the Khilafah, Caliphate, which spreads the world message of Islam to the whole world through da'wah and jihad, and therefore it is incumbent upon us Muslims to sweep away all these puppet regimes, revive Islamic rule by the method of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, install a righteous ruler, and once again begin to spread Islam throughout the world by way of da'wah and jihad. And may Allah help us. written for the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir by Eldar Khamzin, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.